Yochanan, John, chapter 19. Then, therefore, Pilatus took Yeshua and flogged. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and placed it on his head, and they put a purple robe on him and came to him and said,
"Greetings, sovereign of the Yehudim."
And they slapped him in the face. And Pilatus went outside again and said to them,
"See, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no guilt in him."
Then Yeshua came outside, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilatus said to them,
"See, the man."
So when the chief Kohanim and officers saw him, they shouted, saying,
"Impale! Impale!"
Pilatus said to them,
"You take him and impale him, for I find no guilt in him."
The Yehudim answered him,
"We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, for he has made himself the bane of Elohim."
So when Pilatus heard this word, he was more afraid and went back into the palace and asked Yeshua,
"Where are you from?"
But Yeshua gave him no answer. Then Pilatus said to him,
"Do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I possess authority to impale you, and I possess authority to release you?"
Yeshua answered,
"You would possess no authority against me if it were not given you from above. Because of this, he who delivered me to you has greater sin."
From then on, Pilatus was seeking to release him, but the Yehudim shouted, saying,
"If you release this one, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a sovereign speaks against Caesar."
Therefore, when Pilatus heard these words, he brought Yeshua out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called Pavement, but in Ivri, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Pesach, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Yehudim,
"See your sovereign."
But they shouted,
"Away! Away! Impale him!"
Pilatus said to them,
"Shall I impale your sovereign?"
The chief Kohanim answered,
"We have no sovereign except Caesar."
At that time, then, he delivered him to them to be impaled. And they took Yeshua and led away. And bearing his stake, he went out to the so-called place of a skull, which is called in Ivri, Golgotha, where they impaled him, and two others with him, one on this side and one on that side, and Yeshua in the middle. And Pilatus wrote a title too, and put it on the stake, and it was written, "Yeshua of Nazareth, the sovereign of the Yehudim." Many of the Yehudim therefore read this title, for the place where Yeshua was impaled was near the city, and it was written in Ivri, in Yavanite, in Roman. So the chief Kohanim of the Yehudim said to Pilatus,
"Do not write the sovereign of the Yehudim." But he said, "I am the sovereign of the Yehudim."
Pilatus answered,
"What I have written, I have written."
Then the soldiers, when they had impaled Yeshua, took his outer garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part and the inner garment. But the inner garment was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. So they said to each other,
"Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be."
In order that the scripture might be filled, which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." The soldiers therefore indeed did this. And by the stake of Yeshua stood his mother, and his mother's sister, Miriam, the wife of Chalef, and Miriam from Magdala. Then Yeshua, Seeing his mother and the Talmid whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother,
"Woman, see your son."
Then to the Talmid he said,
"See your mother."
And from that hour, that Talmid took her to his own home. After this, Yahshua, knowing that all had been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be accomplished, said,
"I thirst."
A bowl of vinegar stood there, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, put it on hyssop, and held it to his mouth. So when Yahshua took the vinegar, he said,
"It has been accomplished."
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Therefore, since it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain on the stake on the Shabbat, for that Shabbat was a high one, the Yahudim asked Pilatus to have their legs broken and be taken away. Therefore, the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was impaled with him. But when they came to Yahshua and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and instantly blood and water came out. And he who has seen has witnessed, and his witness is true, and he knows that he is speaking the truth in order that you might believe. For this took place in order for the scripture to be filled, "Not one of his bones shall be broken." And again, another scripture says, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." And after this, Yosef of Ramathaim, being a Talmid of Yahshua, but secretly, for fear of the Yahudim, asked Pilatus that he might take the body of Yahshua, and Pilatus gave permission. Therefore, he came and took the body of Yahshua. And Nachdimon, who at first came to Yahshua by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 litras. Then they took the body of Yahshua and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as was the habit of the Yahudim for burial. And at the place where he was impaled, there was a garden, and in the garden, a fresh tomb in which no one had yet been laid. There then, because of the preparation of the Yahudim, they laid Yahshua, because the tomb was near.